Tolbooth Tavern rests in a building which was established in 1590. The tavern was opened in 1820 and is one of the oldest pubs in Edinburgh. In its long history, it has been used as a police cell, prison, and courthouse. It has seen the imprisonment of the Covenanters, daring escapees, and warlocks exercised, giving us a clear idea as to why some of its previous inhabitants would not be allowed to leave. The medieval building was used to divide the Royal Borough of Edinburgh and Canongate. As you follow the stairs up to the entrance of the Canongate Tolbooth, you get a fantastic view of an historic plaque dedicated to King James. The plaque is completed with a thistle, the national flower of Scotland. There are tales of a suspected warlock being exercised on the premises by Sir Lewis Bellenden, justice clerk of the borough. The supposed warlock was said to be so scared that he died of fright shortly after the exorcism, and that his ghost can be seen wandering the staircases at night. The warlock was named as Richard Graham, and was a known magician and necromancer. He was well known in the area, and also had the ear of many noble families. He was said to have used mystical practices for over 20 years, and had an on-and-off friendship with the Earl of Bothwell. On his arrest, Graham was questioned by many people, one of whom was King James, and he admitted conjuring spirits and summoning the devil. However, under the questioning of the royal guards, most would say anything just to get them to stop. Richard would have been fastened down to a plinth, his four limbs tied down and his head controlled in a vice, perhaps a rotting rag stuffed in his mouth. Once he was made comfortable, a red-hot poker would have been slowly pressed up and down his body, focusing on the most painful areas, burning his skin so that he could smell his own flesh. Then his foot was placed in a large wooden boot, surrounded by a winch and bolts. As the winch was wound, the boot tightened. Richard's foot would have slowly been crushed, the winch wound tighter and tighter, his bones breaking, crushing and dislocating. If he still did not admit his guilt, on to the next step. Pincers called turkers would be used to slowly pull finger and toenails from his extremities. Then dull needles would be stabbed into his fleshy remains, causing agonizing pain and anguish. Eventually, he confesses that the Earl of Bothwell had requested a face potion he could give to the king. The potion would make the king look favorably on the Earl. The Earl was tried over a year after Graham and was executed, but they still used his testimony to prove treason. Between 1661 and 1668, the Scottish Presbyterian movement, known as the Covenanters, were imprisoned for treason at the Tolbooth. During this civil war, 18,000 Covenanters were captured, imprisoned, and sentenced to death, executed by their own countrymen. This became known as the Killing Times, with streets running red with blood and bodies piling up, rotting in large pits of decay. With all its ghastly history, some spirits stand out from the crowd. An unnamed spirit, a male often seen as a shadowy figure, makes his way around the pub, pushing glasses and bottles off the table and knocking pictures off the walls. So keep a close hand on your glass if you decide to pop in here for a drink. On a youthful note, this pub is said to be home to the spirits of several children who play throughout the pub. Their voices and footsteps are often heard echoing through the air as they run about, their high-pitched screaming causing shivers down the spine of those who hear them. And lastly, before we move on, there are frequent rumours of a ghostly spectre climbing the stairs to the clock tower. Richard Graham, perhaps, trying to escape the guards rushing up to him, wondering if the jump from the tower is a better fate to the capture and torture that awaits. All in good spirits? Excellent. Let's move on.